It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. I'm going to crank up some music in a little bit.
All right.
But we got to investigate a little bit, woo, man. Hey, I'm
this is the first I've heard of this.
Yeah, this is the first I heard. I actually heard about this a couple breaks ago where I'm just like, wait, what? Like, what's going on? So let me get my investigation music.
All right.
So shout out to 100.3 The Bull. They are a sister station. They got a lot going on. They got 10-man jam. They announced the lineup and all that. Mm-hmm. And the Morning Bullpen, George from the Morning Bull, who's been in the game for 50 years. He just celebrated 50
yeah,
years.
Yeah. That's
I'm
wild.
Like, oh, yeah,
that's
50 years.
Wild.
But, Eric with a K and Mo.
Mm-hmm.
So Mo had I guess she had some type of baby gift or
yeah,
something going on, and apparently it came up missing. It was around here. It came up missing.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody around here took it. I don't know what happened to it, but somebody took it.
Somebody's stealing baby gifts, huh?
Yeah. So this is this is her story.
I am the victim of an office robbery.
Whoa, what?
Someone brought me a gift for my toddler, and they left it here at the station. I went to get it, and I can't find it anywhere. But I know, because I saw video footage, that someone that works here at the radio station stole it.
Somebody works at our station?
No. I know we have four different radio stations here on our floor.
Okay.
Someone at one of the other radio stations took it.
Oh, so it's either Mega 101, mm-hmm, it's Mix 96.5, uh-huh, it's The Spot, or it's Sports Radio 610.
Or our own station, I suppose.
Is it somebody that's like on the air?
Yes, they're on the air.
Oh, wow.
And I give them 24 hours to return it, or I'm calling them out.
Okay, 24 hours from right now. If they don't come clean, we're putting them on blast.
So they posted this. Mm-hmm. They actually posted this video on their Instagram.
Yeah.
On the Bull Houston. And I'm going to look up. So they did like a poll on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the poll, I'm going to give you the numbers on this poll.
Oh, I don't want to hear this.
So right now, we are tied with Mix 96.5 with 41%.
Sure, blame the minorities.
So 41, yeah. Wow, that's crazy. 41% of people believe
that we had something to do with
this station.
That
someone
the station,
on the station.
Yeah. So So we are now tied. We was in the lead, but now we're tied with Mix 96.5 and Mega and 95.7 The Spot is at 9%.
So people think it was us, one of us.
Somebody at the station.
Now she knows, apparently.
Yeah, she said she saw the video.
Yeah, she said that's what was the thing. It was like she saw video footage.
Ooh. Yeah.
So we definitely know that somebody did.
If we going to narrow this down, let's focus on our own business.
All right.
I feel like
fair enough.
Yeah, I don't
like
know what's going
there
on at the other station, but
okay.
Who is somebody that's more likely to take something?
All right, so
especially a toddler.
On air?
Do we know when did this happen? Because if this happened this week, which I'm guessing it did because she just brought this up,
yeah,
we can write Seth out of here. Seth ain't do it.
Yeah.
He ain't
okay
do it.
All right.
Maybe Sean?
Nah.
Do you see Sean taking something?
I don't think so.
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think. I'm counting us out.
Yeah.
Like
we didn't take anything.
Yeah, if I did have to pick somebody on the show, I would pick Lopez.
What?
Because you do got some grandkids now, man.
That is true. You do have.
Got grandkids, so you might have seen. You might have seen something like, oh, that's kind of nice.
Then I would have bought it.
I don't know, but you're the one with the babies around here now, man. So if I had to point a finger, but I don't think I don't think you would do something like that.
From the 832, Fig, it's the first time Lopez hears of it because he took it. Wow, y'all wildin'. Somebody said Ron took it. Tell somebody, y'all better tell Ron to give it back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why? I need to hear explanations. Someone said Seth took it accidentally. I could see that happening.
Absolutely.
He probably thought it was his underwear.
Yeah.
All right. Might have grabbed him or something like that. What about Clint?
Clint does have a title.
He got some kids.
He got some kids.
But you didn't point the finger at him.
No, I am now. I'm saying, I feel like that's a fair person to point at.
Yeah.
It would help if I knew, like, what it was. You know what I mean? Like,
it was a toddler gift.
A gift for a toddler. But that, what does that mean? Like, was it like a Fisher-Price toy?
Or was it like
clothes?
If it was a stuffed toy, Tyler's in the mix. Because of his dogs. Mm.
Oh.
And Tyler got some nieces and nephews, too.
That's true, too.
Hmm. Okay.
Mm.
Interesting.
But we're going to find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, if nobody gives it back.
Yeah. Yeah, if nobody gives it back.
Yeah. Oh, we do got Area 45, too. Like, I would put them in the mix, too, because they're here late.
Oh, yeah, ain't nobody
knows. And most of the times when you leave something for somebody, you leave it up here kind of late at night because you think nobody's up here. But
the cameras are always on.
Hey, they could be up here snooping around, too, man.
That's right. Yeah.
Also, was it clearly marked as a Tyler gift, or is this just a package thief? Because that opens this thing back up, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you see just a gift-wrapped box, it could be anything.
Yeah, it could be just an Amazon box. Somebody just took it.
Man, Baytown is taking a beating.
Yeah, we have opened up the worst of ourselves as human beings. Everybody's just like, all the stereotypes
all
that
Baytown
came out.
All the Baytown people, you know they did it.
That's wild. Bajani easily. All right, now we're just naming this roster. We're just naming everybody on the roster. They clearly did this.
Yeah, I hope it wasn't nobody from this station.
You know who would be my favorite person to do it? Because, like, in a murder mystery or like a whodunit, he would be exactly the one that you wouldn't think. Ben. You know, so we didn't even think about Ben.
Yeah, we didn't even bring him up.
Yeah.
Ben just over there chilling in the cut.
Yeah, he could be those quiet ones.
Hey, he could be a mad. Hey, he could be a mass murderer.
All right, let's not put that out there.
We'd never say nothing. We're like, nah, not Ben.
Not Ben.
That's how every movie go, too.
Yeah.
But hopefully she find her gift, man. Hopefully it was a misunderstanding.
I just feel attacked. When in doubt, attack the sports station. Hey.
and to be fair, they didn't attack the sports station, but a lot of people
online. Did.
Yeah, I'm like, dang. I'm like, ain't nobody looking at Mega. Yeah. I know Grego probably up here from 95 something the spot, probably snooping around too.
You pointing fingers.
I know,
crazy.
Man. I don't want people pointing fingers at us.
Well, I'm just glad that there is actually video. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to when this comes back around.
I want to see the video.
Yeah.
I would too, to be completely honest.
Salute to the morning bullpen, man.
What if it gets real messy and it's actually someone on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And she was like, I'm going to put this out to someone at the entirety of the station.
Yeah.
But it's actually someone I work with. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, it's Figgy Smith, Staple on Sports Radio 610. Let's get to some music, man.
Let's go.
One of my favorite things to do is just talk about music and kind of reminisce on some of the good times. And we actually had this conversation off air yesterday about the, we call it white people songs that black people love the most. And I got a little list. I'm going to play a couple snippets going down from 10 to 1.
Okay.
And And I, let me be clear, these are not like Blue Eyed Soul songs.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I kept it strictly white songs, so a lot of rock songs, a lot of songs,
quote that, unquote white songs.
Yeah. And I'm using that loosely.
So, songs that I guess
songs
like,
ain't got no color to it.
Stereotypically, you would think, oh, that's white people music.
Yeah, and this came from a podcast.
Yeah. It was Kev on stage. Shout out to Kev on stage.
That's right.
A very funny guy. But I'm gonna start off with one. I'm gonna start off with number 10, and this actually, I'm surprised this kind of made the list. But I hear this song often on a certain Marvel movie. Hello, Bonnie Tyler. And
I need that's a song, quote unquote, a white people song that black people like.
Yeah, I guess
that one surprises me.
Does it? Is it? Like, I feel like that's just one of those that everybody knows because it's been in so many like commercials and media and those types of things.
And this song is in Deadpool.
I think
it's been in every Deadpool movie.
Okay, true.
Yeah.
But apparently, I guess a lot of black people like this song.
All right.
Okay. Did not realize that.
The next one, this one, a lot of people do. I think a lot of people, a lot of black people do like this song right here.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to get in the sticks and try to show your versatility, then you'll throw this on like, yeah, I like this song.
Turn it up.
Little Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That one definitely.
Yeah, I agree. This one is definitely in there. I hadn't thought about this.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is definitely one of those.
All right, so this is the next one right here.
Oh, Take On Me?
Yeah.
100%.
MTV, baby. That takes me back to MTV, man. 100%. One of the best MTV actual music videos you'll ever see.
Oh, yeah, the sketched out.
Like, it was cutting edge at the time. It was. Yeah. Why hasn't this been remixed? It's a good beat.
When you
there.
Say remix, I don't know.
What you mean remix?
I meant like redone.
Like sampled or
sampled,
something?
Sampled.
I feel like somebody did sample this.
I feel like someone absolutely had to have sampled this.
Yeah, kind of like in the past 10 years, I want to say. It was like a bit.
Because that has it written all over it.
I think somebody did. I can't put the name to it, but I'm for sure somebody did.
Oh, it looks like it's been sampled a lot.
Oh yeah.
Apparently, Pitbull sampled it or something.
That's who it is. Okay. That's who it is.
Today I learned.
Yeah. This song right here I'm about to play right now is very popular at pretty much at the end of weddings, and people just go nuts over this.
Mr. Brightside.
Oh yeah.
Every time the song come on, people just
doesn't matter who you are or where you're from.
It do not matter.
I want to hear the rest of it. But I know you got better. I know you got more.
Yeah, there's definitely more. There's some that are coming in. I do wonder, did you end up getting some country in here as well?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Friends in Low Places came up, and yes, that one you will get a single.
I mentioned that to you guys yesterday.
Yeah. You will get a single.
I've seen a lot.
That one,
Tennessee Whiskey is black folks
play that on the R&B station
love
sometimes.
Love Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah, 100%. People are like, oh, that's blues. That's more blues.
Fair enough.
They're just making excuses why they
exactly.
Like it.
You'll definitely
find a nice contingent of especially older black folks that country and Western, as they'll call it.
Yeah.
That's their jam, 100%.
Yeah. How about this one? This one I kind of like this one too.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Like that's especially like children of the 80s or 70s and 80s when you get all them Rockies in here as well.
Going at it.
Yeah, you get all them Rockies in there for sure.
Start going. A32 says, hell yeah, I'm a black guy getting crunk right now.
All right, how about this one right here? Today is going to be the
day that they're going to throw it back to you. Yeah. By now, you should have
somehow realized what you got to do. Oh, my.
I don't believe
a little bit of a surprise to me, to be honest. Yeah. Feels the way
I do. Yeah. You're right. Absolutely.
You're right.
Oh, we're going through I thought we were going to get to the chorus. Get to the chorus, Biggie. I'm sure you've heard
it all before, but you never really had it down. All right.
I ain't got time to get to the chorus.
Yeah, I was like, we don't have time to get to the chorus. All
right. This one I'm going to run through them real quick.
Okay.
A little Queen.
For sure.
A lot of black people this song, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which is funny because I can take it or leave it, personally.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it.
I know. I'm sure more people. I am the outlier here.
Yeah.
I can take it or leave it.
That's cross-cultural. that is a cross-cultural
Living
song.
On a Prayer is You know what? Guitar Hero helped a lot with this one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about this one?
Come on now.
Elite.
Everybody. Yeah. Y'all couldn't even help yourself.
You got to.
They played this in a black club one time.
Are you for real?
Yeah, they played it. The DJ was cutting the music out. Everybody was just singing.
I'm like,
where am I at?
I always wonder if they're trying to when some songs get played, if they're like, yo, we're trying to kill this all so y'all go home.
No. That got the club going.
Okay.
Yeah. A black club.
Yeah.
And the last one, I'm not a fan of this song at all. I think Reggie is on board with me, but this one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's also one that just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Any culture.
I never liked this song, man.
Really?
I don't, man. This song, how you gonna get jiggy to this? You can't get jiggy to this song.
Apparently you can.
Everybody I seen dance to the song ain't had no rhythm.
This is white people's international players anthem.
No, I said this is white people, Meek Mill, Dreams and Nightmares.
They love that bop, bop, bop.
Yeah.
Which, it goes up at stadiums, man. That is the one that they love doing at the stadium. Yeah. And it gets people going on sing-along. So shout out to that.
Yeah, play it up in Boston, man. They go nuts.
Yep.
Boston's a funny place. Yeah, all right.
It's one way to put it.
A little bit of intrigue and a little bit of cross-cultural appreciation. Always appreciate that.
I think maybe sometime this week I might do the opposite. Try to find some black songs that white people like a lot.
Well, I know
I'm going to have to do some research around here.
Yeah, do some... Yeah, let's continue to share cultures there. Boston white song. Yes, 3/4. Yeah.
Now that's a plan, Figgy.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I had to find the whitest of white person around here.
Where is Parker?
What?
His words, not mine. It's in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. That is Figgy's mixtape. You get it at 120 every day here in the Loop. I quickly tried to move away from that. Coming up next, let's get to talk a little bit more about what Nico Collins being out for the next 4 weeks means for this team. We'll do that next. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.